702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Keep those WhatsApp voice notes coming. Let's look at the water situation now, both in Itaquini and in Nelson Mandela Bay. In Itaquini, we told you yesterday that water rationing was kicking in. And in Nelson Mandela Bay, we are seeing the clock really ticking down because two dams there, Churchill and Mpofu, have around 6 days of water left. There's a huge backlog of water leaks. Consumption in the area has increased significantly. So day zero is on the horizon there. Sputnik Ratal spoke spokesperson for the National Department of Water and Sanitation joins us now. Sputnik, good afternoon to you. Would you describe this as a crisis in Nelson Mandela Bay and in KZN in terms of water security?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and thanks for the opportunity. I'm not sure about a crisis, but yes, the situation is dire, for the lack of a better word. And it is also in a sense quite quite a focal point for the department and the ministry as well.
So let's deal with Itaquini first. We saw water rationing being kicked in yesterday for 10 to 12 months in certain parts of Durban. What is the current state of play in KZN with regards to water?
The situation has been worsened, by the outcomes of the floods, obviously, with some of the infrastructure being impacted negatively and one of the major water treatment works, Durban Heights, being really the one that is really at the forefront of most of the damage that has happened. And therefore, until such time as we are able to have that wastewater treatment works fully functional, we are going to see really difficulty in being able to supply the 100% requirement for the city and surrounding areas.
Nelson Mandela Bay, the situation there really is dire at the moment. Two of the dams there have around 6 days of water left. Big problems with water leaks, business stepping in, civil society stepping in. The minister has also now stepped in as well. How close are we to the brink there, Sputnik?
We can easily avoid taps running dry in Nelson Mandela Bay. Yes, at a squeeze, that's for sure. But if we do the basics right, we can be able to make sure that we actually avert that situation. The issue that you raised, that consumption has gone up instead of going down, is a critical matter, because that is the first point of defense, or rather first point of defense against the taps running dry. We have to reduce consumption, and that has been the message that we have been sending to the metro as well as to the community for a very long time. That's the first point. The issue that you also raise about the reduction in fact, if we are able to reduce the amount of water that is leaking in the city, we can be able to have much water in the system to be able to assist us to go through this period. But in terms of 6 days available, I think that's not quite correct, because one of the things that we have agreed to do is to move some of those budgets to areas where there is more water within the dams rather than where they are located at the moment, so that they can be able to assist us to be able to still abstract some of that water that is within the dams. But Mandy, in the ultimate, it's a combination of all of these things working together.
Sputnik, thank you so much for that update. Sputnik Ratal, spokesperson for the National Department of Water and Sanitation, and giving us an update there on what's happening in Durban, but also in Nelson Mandela Bay, where we really are seeing time running out, because he seems to think we've got longer than 6 days. Reports are saying that the Churchill and Mpofu Dam have around 6 days of water left. The big problem there, and I've said it before, is mismanagement by political leaders. They are self-serving. They have not put the residents first. There are problems with infrastructure. There are problems with leaks. And the red flags have been raised by business for years now, and they seem to have been ignored.